Good morning. It is Tuesday morning. Feels a lot like a Monday morning, but hopefully you enjoyed your very long holiday weekend. I am Chad Holmes. The time is 9:07, currently overcast skies and 54 degrees in downtown Wausau. At our Bow Falls studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street, it is the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Coming up later in the hour, we will be discussing the heartfelt message put forth by Donald Trump on Memorial Day. I chuckle because heartfelt and Donald Trump usually don't go hand in hand, and it really shouldn't go hand in hand in this case either. But I want to kind of delve into it without me getting angry about it. We'll see if I can succeed. So we'll do that coming up. We'll also talk a little bit of sports as Craig Counsell made his return to American Family Field yesterday as manager of the Chicago Cubs. How did the Brewer fans respond? Well, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about upcoming high school playoff action coming up later today and tonight in different sports throughout the state of Wisconsin, and especially here in central Wisconsin where we have a pair of games on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. At 8:34, we'll be talking to Ian Welch, cast member of Anything Goes from the Wausau Community Theater. That will open up their production coming up on Friday evening at UWSP at Wausau.
I think you said 8:34.
9:34. Yeah, man, oh, man. We're not going into a time machine. We're not going to go backwards. So, yep, 9:34. Boy, oh, boy. I got to get back into the rhythm here.
It's not a case of the Mondays. It's a case of the Tuesdays.
I tell you, the case of the very long weekend where I've lost all my skills over the last 3 days. But, yep, at 9:34, we'll talk to Ian about Anything Goes. And then, of course, at the end of the program, we'll have our daily history lesson, including our number of the day quiz. So we'll start off the new week, see if Ian can get off to a good start. That's all coming up.
Yes.
But I got to... And again, good morning to you, Ian.
Good morning, Chad.
I do have to talk a little bit about yesterday. And so many people had really nice remembrances of either family members or general Americans who gave the ultimate sacrifice for this country.
See, that's the stuff we should be focusing
exactly.
on.
And there were so many people that, I mean, from all political stripes, left, right, center, all people that were saying, hey, it's Memorial Day. It is an opportunity to remember those who gave, again, the ultimate sacrifice for this country over the past 250 years, where it's not about themselves. It's about others, about the people who came before us, who walked in very difficult conditions. We are very fortunate that had not been part of a world conflict where we're sent to Europe or sent somewhere else to put up arms against others and have our lives be put in grave danger or even have it ended at a very young age. I talked in the last hour about the tragedy that occurred yesterday involving an assistant coach for the Wausau Wild Lacrosse team about being such a young man to have your life ended that way. And I just think about all the people that fought in wars to protect our country, to keep democracy safe from Hitlerism and others over the history of this country. Where somebody was 19 or 20 or 21 or 22 years old and have their lives come to an end. And yesterday was about remembering those people who gave everything, gave up everything for this country. And I don't want to soil that by bringing up Trump, but he brought it up himself. He put out his Memorial Day message.
And why? Because he can.
Because it's all about him.
Exactly.
I mean, he started off fine. the first five words. Happy Memorial Day to all. That's where he should have ended.
He should have left it at that.
He should have left it right there. But then he goes on in the very next five words to use the term human scum. He goes to talk about destroying our once great country, people.
Oh,
talks about radical left. He talks about Trump-hating federal judge. He talks about, he defames a woman that he has been ordered to pay more than $90 million to for a sexual assault. He talks about a New York State wacko judge. He talks about CNN. He talks about, I mean,
so
just.
He starts off talking about a Memorial Day, and then he somehow shifts it to his own personal problem.
Yes, it has nothing to do with Memorial Day. He could have said all this on Saturday or Sunday. He could have said it today.
He had to say it on a national
Memorial Day
holiday. That's supposed to be a time to remember.
And I'm going to try to take a step back because I was, actually, it's interesting. On Saturday, I had a drive to Minneapolis, and I came back later on Saturday.
Okay.
So there's a lot of time, and it was a beautiful day. I mean, just gorgeous. And it's beautiful to drive through Wisconsin. It really is. It's
absolutely.
So nice. Got the trees. Got so many. It's actually nice to drive through. I mean, it's a lot of beauty in the state.
Absolutely.
And I thought about about trying to avoid getting mean when I get upset. When it comes to, I read stuff from Trump and I hear things from his supporters and it gets me mad. It does. It gets me mad. And I want to be better than to get into the mud. I was thinking about, again, how the influence that certain people do have. Unfortunately, there's a fortunate aspect where somebody can do really great things and have a great influence in that way. But to have somebody like Mr. Trump, who has this influence where I think he has taken the level of debate or the level of conversation or the level of political discussion or political difference and has made it into a mud wrestling match where you get mad at him and then you say things about him and then they say things about you and it nobody gets anything accomplished where we're talking about, as I've said so many times, the battle of ideas, to have an opportunity to really have ideas that there are, I would call, conservative political ideas that can be worthy of discussion.
Mm-hmm.
There are, I would say, progressive political ideas that are very worthy of discussion. But to have what we're having now is not a battle of ideas. And it starts with what Trump said yesterday. And obviously a lot of people picked up on this. And a lot of people put it out there. And a lot of people have their comments on this. And ultimately, it means nothing. Because we know what Donald Trump is about. And for us to spend a lot of time...
He won't let us forget it, honestly.
No, and for us to spend a lot of time then responding to another instance where Donald Trump places himself into a situation that has nothing to do with him. Yesterday was not about Donald Trump. He was a guy, and as many people pointed out yesterday, when he was president of the United States and went to Europe to honor war dead from the European conflicts of World War I and World War II, he called them, anybody that would have ended up dying in Europe or being put into the military, suckers and losers. Because he got out of serving in Vietnam because of what, bone spurs, I think? some sort of phony, where during conflicts we've seen in the course of our history, those with political connections, such as Donald J. Trump, would be able to get out of serving in a war such as Vietnam.
I mean, people shouldn't have even responded to his comment at
That's
all.
The thing.
They should have just ignored it. Just,
you're right. You're right.
Or somebody should have, reported it and just had it taken down.
But I also understand the inner feelings when you do see this, where... To be honest, my thought is, how soiled the White House is because he lived in it for 4 years. I thought it's not a great way to think, but but at the same time, it's like we need to lift the discourse. We need to be able to discuss issues. We need to be able to talk about real life aspects to political platforms and to political proposals, to congressional laws that are put into place, and stop getting into the mud on this silliness. And I know that it's not really silliness, that there is something significant about a man that has served as president of the United States and wants to be again president of the United States, putting out something so vile on Memorial Day. But it got me back to thinking again, is what line do a lot of these people feel like he would have to cross before saying this guy is not good for this country?
I don't even want to imagine.
Because a lot of the people that put out, I thought, beautiful remembrances on Memorial Day are the same people that will say, well, I'm still for Donald Trump. I'm still for Donald Trump. And I just don't understand it. I really don't understand it that they want to have this man in our headlines every single moment of every single day for the next 4 years. Boy, this country needs a break from Donald Trump. This country needs to have him step away. It's been 10 years almost since he first came down that escalator and announced he was running for president, and it's become exhausting. It is. And yesterday was another example you see, again, everybody responding to it. Of course you respond, this is terrible. Okay, fine. I understand it. But it's just like, I want to get to the point where people just ignore him and we have normalcy. There are conservatives that can actually be in office that are not Donald Trump. And I don't understand why this party and this political movement has decided this is the one guy it has to be.
What does he have that every other candidate doesn't have that makes you want him to be president again?
I don't know.
We can talk.
I don't know. Jeez. The time is 9:18. We're going to talk a little sports. The return of Craig Council yesterday to American Family Field. We'll talk about that and talk about the playoffs coming up in high school baseball and softball as well. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:21, overcast skies, 54 degrees as we start off our Tuesday morning. Yesterday was the start of baseball season for the Wausau Woodchucks. I almost say Wisconsin Woodchucks. It's been an interesting history. It started as the Wausau Woodchucks, became the Wisconsin Woodchucks, and then back to the Wausau Woodchucks. And yesterday was the first game of the season for the Northwoods League. And over at Athletic Park in Wausau, they were able to dodge the raindrops and get the game in. And the Woodchucks scored twice in the bottom of the eighth inning and defeated Green Bay by a score of 7-5. So 1-0 for the Woodchucks. They are back in action today, but they are traveling to Green Bay. So yesterday, the teams opened up in Wausau. Now the home opener for Green Bay is tonight at 6:35. So good for the Woodchucks. And if you have a chance, it's always fun to go out to Athletic Park. Spend some time at the old ballpark and the summer fun over at Athletic Park. Also, some summer fun yesterday at American Family Field in Milwaukee. The Brewers defeated the Chicago Cubs by a score of 5-1. Well, the first thing that was noticed the return of Craig Counsell. Of course, Craig Counsell, longtime fixture, both as a player and as a manager for the Milwaukee Brewers. After last season, decided it was time for a change, went down to the Cubs. Has not been smooth so far. The Cubs only are 500 right now. And yesterday, Counsell was booed. The Brewers did have a welcome back video. The fans were quite ready to say welcome back at this point. They booed Counsell. And in the end, Counsell's moves did not exactly work. It was a scoreless game going into the bottom of the eighth inning. The Cubs then changed pitchers, and it did not work out because the Brewers scored five times in the bottom of the eighth. The big play was, this was so cool. I was watching the game yesterday, and the Brewers scored once, and it was 1-0, and then Willy Adames came to the plate. There were two runners on base, and the count went to 3-0. Normally, in that situation, you make the pitcher throw you a strike. But the Brewers decided and gave him the green light. I love that kind of play. And I really loved it because Willy Adames hit it well over 400 feet, way, way, way out of the ballpark. A three-run homer that blew the game open, and the Brewers went on to win 5-1. I just love the fact that it went away from the old book. The Cubs played it by the book. Seven innings, got to get that pitcher out of there. Doggone it. I'm old enough to remember when the guys would continue into the eighth inning. If you had a three-hit shutout going, you don't yank the pitcher. But, no, got to yank the pitcher. Can't make him go too deep. I mean, come on. But the Brewers now 31-22. They have stretched their lead to 4.5 games over the Cubs in the NL Central. This is amazing. This Milwaukee team has been amazing. They've had injuries. They traded away their best pitcher. It's a new manager, and yet they just keep on winning. Really, really good stuff. Brewers 31-22. Game two of the four-game set with Chicago is tonight at 6:35.
Go Brewers.
Absolutely. High school. We got a couple of high school playoff baseball games today here on Bow Falls Radio. I will be heading over to Eau Claire. Division I regional semifinal. The Wausau West Warriors are taking on the Eau Claire North Huskies. And we will have live coverage from Carson Park in Eau Claire. 3:50 for the pregame, 4 o'clock for the first pitch, live right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Also today, Tom Weaver will be in Marathon as the Marathon Red Raiders will play host to Auburndale in a Division III regional semifinal. The game starts at 5 o'clock, 4:50 airtime, live online on the Sports 2 stream of BowFallsRadio.com and on the Civic Media app. We will also join that game in progress on Bow Falls Radio at the conclusion of the Wausau West game, which starts 1 hour earlier. So if you want to catch a Marathon in Auburndale right from the beginning, 4:50 on the Sports 2 stream, Sports 2 at BowFallsRadio.com and the Civic Media app. Other regional baseball today, the Wausau East Lumberjacks. They've had themselves a really nice season. They are home today at Jack Torrizani Field taking on Menominee. Marshfield from the Wisconsin Valley Conference, they travel to River Falls in Division I. Also today, D.C. Everest is home at Simon Field. Division I regional semifinal for the Evergreens hosting New Richmond. Also, Wisconsin Rapids travels to Chippewa Falls. All those Valley teams in Division I in the very same sectional. Division II, the Merrill Blue Jays, they travel to Hayward. A long trek for the Blue Jays today. Also today in Division II, Abbotsford Colby is hosting Osceola. Rice Lake is at Medford. Mosinee, who's had such a fantastic season, they are home today against Freedom. Mosinee, I think, one of the pre-tournament favorites to make it to the state tournament over in the Appleton area. So good luck to Mosinee today. Wittenberg-Burnhamwood is in action today in Division III against Coleman. Mentioned Auburndale at Marathon. Stratford is home against Crandon. Should Marathon and Stratford win today, they would meet tomorrow in a regional final, and we would have that game live right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, should Marathon win today. So that would be a great matchup over in Stratford tomorrow. Also, Athens is in action today. They are in Division 4. They are hosting Prairie Farm. Softball sectionals good luck to the New McCaffick softball team. New McCaffick is involved in a sectional semifinal today. They are making a long road trip, the Newman Cardinals. They are heading to Florence, and big trip. They've had some long road trips recently, but New McCaffick against Florence. Should the Cardinals win today, they would advance to a sectional final on Thursday in Stevens Point, and we would have that game for you either live on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230 or on the Sports 2 stream, depending on how Wausau West does today. But good luck to New McCaffick. Also in high school softball in the sectionals today, D.C. Everest makes a trek over to New Richmond in Division 1. Stevens Point also in D1 is home against Chippewa Falls. The winners of those two games will meet in the sectional final on Thursday. Could be an all-Wisconsin Valley Conference affair. Also, Wittenberg-Burnhamwood in softball travels to Peshtigo. Mosinee looks to continue their outstanding campaign. They're home against New London. Stratford is at Auburndale. Athens home against Thorpe. Also, Assumption is hosting Pepin Alma. So, again, lots of activity going on in high school sports. And as I mentioned as well, tonight, the Wausau Wild lacrosse team with the tragic death of one of their assistants, they're in action tonight at 6 o'clock in a playoff game over at the Wausau East High School. The time is 9:28. Coming up, an information update. News, weather, and sports will let you know what you need to know, as we do every top of the hour and bottom of the hour here on Bull Falls Radio. And then after that, we are going to turn our attention to a production from the Wausau Community Theater coming up later this week. We'll talk to Ian Welsh about that straight ahead. It is the Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Well, coming up both this weekend and next weekend, Wausau Community Theater presents Cole Porter's Anything Goes. This Friday, May 31st, and Saturday, June the 1st at 7:30 p.m. On Sunday, matinee, June the 2nd at 2 p.m. And then back again next week, Thursday night, June the 6th at 6:30. Friday evening, June the 7th at 7:30. Saturday afternoon, June the 8th at 2 p.m. Another performance on Saturday, June the 8th at 7:30 p.m. And the final performance on Sunday, June the 9th at 2 p.m. All performances at the University of Wisconsin Stevens Point at Wausau campus at the UW Center for Civic Engagement, beautiful facility over on the campus in Wausau. And we've been talking about this because Ian Welsh, our in-studio producer and engineer, is a member of the cast of Anything Goes, and thought we would put a new hat on Ian for this segment, talk about this as a guest. But I guess, first of all, Ian, what is the role that you're playing again?
Well, the role that I am playing in Anything Goes is the captain of the SS American. The SS American is the ship on which the majority of the show takes place on. It's a very big ship, and I am the captain who is in charge of the passengers and making sure everything runs smoothly for the most part.
And it is also a show that has just been a favorite for many decades. In fact, first came to Broadway in 1934. I was looking at this. The first Broadway production was 1934. It was on the West End in London in 1935. Then a revival in New York on Broadway in 1987. A revival on the West End in both 89 and 2003. Another revival on Broadway in 2011. And another revival in London back in 2021-22. It had the 1987 Tony Award for Best Revival, had the 2002 Laurence Olivier Award for Best Musical Revival, had another Tony in 2011 for Best Revival of a Musical. It really is a beloved show that's been, keeps coming back.
Absolutely. The show has been around for close to 90 years. I'm pretty sure it's 90 years, 1930.
Yeah, 90 years, exactly.
Yeah, it's a classic show, lots of great music, and...
What is the thumbnail plot of this show? If you were to say, okay, folks, if you're not familiar with Anything Goes, if you're trying to get somebody to come and see the show, and they'll say, what's it about? Well, what is this about?
Well, short little synopsis is that there's this stockbroker named Billy Crocker who's in love with a girl named Hope Harcourt. But the problem is that she's actually engaged to someone else, Lord Evelyn Hulkley, who is a proper lord and a gentleman who Hope's mother, Evangeline, thinks is a better fit for her than Billy. And they're getting married on my ship, the SS American. And Billy is, he takes a lot of risk in the show because he wants to be with Hope. And there's a lot of mistaken identities, a lot of disguises, and a lot of good humor throughout the show. He meets all these different characters who actually want to help him, and by the end of the show, it's one wedding actually turns into multiple weddings, and it's a lot of fun on the way to the final weddings. But overall, it's just a really fun show.
And roughly how many folks are involved in the production, both in terms of acting and also maybe even crew as well?
Let's see. If you involve the cast and the...
Roughly.
A crew, I'd say roughly it's about 35 to maybe 40 people. There's quite a few crew members involved with the show, and we would be nothing without the crew. I mean, they have been working tirelessly putting the set together. They're helping out with the backstage, making sure all the scene changes are good, and the orchestra has well been doing the music. It sounded phenomenal last night as we were doing our first run through, and just the directors and the choreographers and everyone involved has really has stepped up with this show, really getting into character, having lots of energy, and making sure that we give the audiences a great show, because WCT really needs the support right now. And thankfully, with two weekends of performances, there will be plenty of opportunities to come out and see the show and help support Wausau Community Theater.
Have you seen the show? Were you ever in the audience for this show?
I have never actually seen the show previously. I have heard about it, but I haven't actually seen it or been a part of it.
Do you find when you're involved in a production that it's better not to have seen the show, not to have any preconceived notions for the character that you're playing, or do you take ideas and try to maybe implement them into what you're trying to accomplish on stage?
Honestly, I think the less I know about a show, the more fun it is, because then I get to be surprised along the way. I think that's one of the aspects of it. But I like the idea that if I don't know too much about the characters, I can kind of, you know, I take my own ideas and kind of incorporate them into the character and see if that actually, see if it helps out to make the character better. But no, if I don't know too much about a show, it's always nice to be surprised along the way.
Again, we're talking to Ian Welsh about Anything Goes, Wausau Community Theater. Performances start this Friday evening, go Friday, Saturday night, Sunday afternoon this week, and then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of next week as well at the UW Center for Civic Engagement at the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point at Wausau campus. We've talked in the past about how often you've been involved in these kind of productions. Mm-hmm. Has this been a harder process? Has it been a easier process, not just for yourself, but the entire company in terms of the last 2 months, because you know it's been a nearly 2 month process to get to this point. Has this been a, yes, a hard show to do or not such a hard show to do?
Well, personally, for myself, it hasn't been too difficult, but I'm not the one who has to do like all the big tab numbers in the show. We have a very talented group of dancers who have been working tirelessly day after day, week after week, to get the moves down and get the spacing down. And they've been working incredibly hard for this. So I can tell from just talking with my fellow cast members that it has been quite tiring for them, because sometimes they've been doing the dances like several times each night to get the practice in. But I know that in the end, all that hard work is going to pay off, and I'm very proud of them for, you know, not giving in and really stepping up and keeping the energy up as well.
Is this a show that is for the entire family? Is this something that, I know this is a show that's been done by, I think by even school groups. I was reading a little bit about the history of this show, that it's a popular show that's done through schools and through community theaters throughout the country. Would you say this is a show that is for the entire family?
Yeah, let's say that this is a show for the whole family. I'd say it's a very upbeat a show. There's a lot of funny moments, great songs and dances. I would say this is definitely a show for the whole family.
You mentioned as well the importance for this production to be successful at the box office as well for Wausau Community Theater.
That is right.
That we've heard some stories about, the WCT is at a point where some maybe hard decisions would have to be made if the finances don't improve in the near future.
Yes.
I guess before we talk about specifics on that, how important is Wausau Community Theater to this community, to yourself, because of the opportunities that you've had? How would you tell people, why should people care that WCT continues?
Well, for me, Wausau Community Theater has made a big impact on my life, because before I got involved with WCT, I was involved with them with mostly high school shows and like smaller companies, but WCT was like the first big professional theater company I got to be a part of. And I started off ensemble roles for, you know, most of the shows I've been a part of, but those shows have been so much fun, and they've helped me to grow as an actor and as a person as well. I've gotten more confident. I made lots of friends. I get to be a part of the community and really expand my talents as well. So if it wasn't for WCT, I might be a totally different person from who I am now. But a theater has been a big part of my life, and I want to see that continue, not just for myself, but for many generations to come as well. Because there's so many talented people in Wausau. It'd be a shame to lose one of the big outlets for, you know, and for people to share their talents.
And they do quite a few shows every year. It feels like there's always...
They do five shows every season.
Yeah.
So they have a September show, a November show, the annual holiday show, a Christmas carol. They have a spring show, and they have a summer show.
So obviously it adds a lot to the arts landscape here in the Wausau area. And again, for folks that may be interested in going to see the show, getting those tickets, there's a number of different ways you can do that, right?
Plenty of tickets are available. You can get them on the Wausau Community Theater website, and you can also get them on the WCT Facebook page as well. Or if you want to go directly to the website, it's showtixforyou.com. That's a SHOWTIX, the number 4, and the letter U.com.
And you can come at the door, correct?
Yes, you can come at the door as well. We still have tickets available.
Fantastic. So again, it opens on Friday night at 7:30.
It's very exciting.
Saturday night at 7:30. Matinee on Sunday if you want to have a nice afternoon. Sunday at 2 p.m. And then we got another big week and five big shows coming up next week. June the 6th, Thursday at 6:30. Friday night, June 7th at 7:30. June 8th, two big shows, matinee at 2, and then an evening performance at 7:30, and then you bring the curtain down with the matinee on Sunday, June the 9th at 2 p.m. Again, performances at the UW Center for Civic Engagement. Anything goes, Cole Porter, and of course, you'll see Ian Welsh himself on stage again, and you know it's a big week, so enjoy the rest of the week, and enjoy when you open up on Friday night.
I will. Thank you very much, Chad.
We will have more from Ian coming up in the next segment. We have our daily history lesson, including our number of the day quiz. So that's straight ahead. Chad Holmes Show, the time is 9:49. Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Today is the 28th day of May. Yep, we're into the final week of May, heading towards June, and it is day number 148 of this year. There are 218 days remaining in 2024. And some famous events have occurred on this date in history. On this date in 1896, the first recorded automobile accident involving two vehicles occurred in New York City. Henry Wells of Springfield, Massachusetts, was driving a new Duryea motor wagon, the first automobile model to be made and sold in the U.S. Unfortunately, he collided with Evelyn Thomas of New York, who was riding a bicycle. Thomas went to the hospital with a broken leg, and Wells spent the night in jail. On this date in 1928, the Dodge Brothers Incorporated merged with Chrysler Corporation. On this date in 1937, the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco was officially opened by President Franklin D. Roosevelt in Washington, D.C., who pushed a button signaling the start of vehicle traffic over the bridge. On this date in 1954, President Dwight Eisenhower signed a law that added the words "under God" to the U.S. Pledge of Allegiance. On this date in 1985, Seattle retiree Gabe Mullins founded the Old Cola Drinkers of America, a group determined to bring back the original Coca-Cola. Within 2 months, Coke announced Classic Coke to be sold in addition to its new Coke. On this date in 2020, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz declared a state of emergency in Minneapolis and activated the Minnesota National Guard after protests over the death of George Floyd. Some famous folks are celebrating their birthdays today. Former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani is 80 years old today. Gladys Knight of Gladys Knight and the Pips is 80. John Fogerty, the voice of Creedence Clearwater Revival. John Fogerty is 79 years old today. Actor Brandon Cruz. He is a little before my time. He played Eddie on The Courtship of Eddie's Father. His co-star was Bill Bixby. That was in the late 60s, early 70s. Brandon Cruz is 62 years old today. Actor Krista Miller from Scrubs, The Drew Carey Show, and Cougar Town is 60 years old today. Singer Kylie Minogue, 56 years old today. Also, TV personality Elizabeth Hasselbeck, Fox and Friends, Survivor, The View, 47 years old today. Actor Jake Johnson of New Girl, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, and Stumptown is 46. Actor Carey Mulligan is 39. And singer Colby Calliott is 39 years old today. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Some special events being acknowledged today. It is Amnesty International Day. It is International Hamburger Day.
Hamburgers.
And it is Brisket Day. So those are the only three.
Brisket sounds pretty good.
Yeah, those are the three that are on the itinerary today when it comes to special events that are being acknowledged today.
Okay.
All right.
I'm ready.
It is almost time. It is actually time to have our number for the day. And every weekday we wrap up our day with our number of the day quiz. I give Ian three different choices. That means he's got a 1 in 3 chance of getting it right. Mm-hmm. And that means you should have 33% every week. That's always the goal. Have 33%. If you're above that, good
that
week.
That is the baseline.
Yep.
Yes.
That's a good week if you're above that. If it's a bad week, if you're below that. But let's start things off with a pretty big number.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a little background on today's number.
All right.
Friday, this past Friday, marked a historic day for airport security in the United States. The Transportation Security Administration reported that X number of travelers were screened at airports, breaking the previous record during the busy Sunday after Thanksgiving last year. The number of the day is the number of travelers that were screened at airports on Friday. That's a few
Friday.
Days ago, okay. Which set a record, the most ever that were screened at airports around the United States of America.
Set a record.
Yep,
okay.
They set a record. Is the correct answer A, 1.9 million travelers, B, 2.9 million travelers,
okay,
or C, 3.9 million travelers?
Broke the record.
Yep.
From
most
this Friday.
It was
last Friday.
This last Friday set the record. The previous record was on the Sunday after Thanksgiving last year.
Wow.
When people were heading home after Thanksgiving. So
1.9 million, 2.9 million, or 3.9 million.
The number that the Transportation Security Administration reported were screened at airports, setting a record just a few days ago.
Okay. I'm going to go with my gut on this one.
Okay.
I'm going to say C. I'm going to say 3.9 million. That's my final answer. I'm sticking with it.
All right. The correct answer is 2.9 million.
Oh, it was the
right
middle answer.
Right in the middle. So 0 for 1.
Ouch.
That puts the pressure on. That means
yes,
you got two of the next 3 days. You better be ready to go.
Yes. I got to make sure I focus up the next
tomorrow's
few days.
Tomorrow's going to be big. You don't want to go down to 0-2. So no, tomorrow will be not. A big day. All right. Well, have a good rest of your day. We'll catch you tomorrow.
You too, Chad. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
And we will be back tomorrow morning. And don't forget, today, I will be in Eau Claire, Wausau West Baseball against Eau Claire North in a regional semifinal, starting with the pregame show at 3:50 here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And Tom Weaver will be in Marathon. Marathon against Auburndale, 4:50 for the pregame on the Sports 2 stream of BullFallsRadio.com and the Civic Media app. And then we will join that in progress after West Baseball. Have a great rest of your day and keep it right here.